Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
We continue 9/11 in the most beautiful radio studio in the world. High above the Chicago River, looking out on Lake Michigan, Navy Pier, the Chicago skyline. You should see our office. Sweet. People are, much like going to Dave's house, you can come by here anytime.
Yeah, so. Just come on by.
Yeah.
But you notice
good luck finding Dave's house.
The photo gallery that Mary put up of the guacamole
the taste test
comparison.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And you could see in the pictures when Mary's setting it up, the sun is just beginning to rise behind her over Lake Michigan. It's
pretty
spectacular.
Great.
That gallery is at WGNradio.com. You can see it at Steve Cochran Show Facebook, Instagram.
I did not have guacamole last night.
No?
No.
Though you did have it in our taste testing, though.
And I did say I may eat it now. I'm still not convinced.
Maybe you should get a burrito on National Burrito Day with a whole lot of guacamole in there. Buddy.
Today is Burrito Day.
There you go.
And a dollop of sour cream as well.
I was in a band called Dollop of Sour Cream. Dave, introduce our guest.
Well, this is Shelley Zucker. And Shelley has a book that is out now. A book, actually, that was written by...
Playing Games is
yes,
Serious
there it is.
Business.
I was scrambling around for the book. But Steve Zucker was a
guy you knew.
Very familiar. Yeah, he was a name very familiar, I think, to Bears fans back in the early 80s.
Big shot agent.
First and foremost, represented Jim McMahon.
Right. Right. And you wanted to complete this book as partly a legacy to Steve, right?
Yes, we wanted to get this book out. Steve was very sick.
Right.
And he was in the hospital. It was November 1st, and he was in intensive care, and I knew this was not going to be a good thing. I said to Steve, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me, what can I do for you? And he said, get my book published.
Well, that's a pretty clear mission in a statement there, isn't it?
It's pretty clear, but that's a daunting... That's not just the easiest thing to do.
Well, it wasn't easy because I knew we didn't have much time. I ran out of that intensive care unit, and I called up his best friend, Rick Fizdale, who may be a familiar name to you.
Sure.
He was CEO of Leo Burnett. And I said, Rick, I've got to get this book published now. And he said, how much time do I have? I said, we've got 3 weeks.
Oh, is that right?
And within, I would say 1 hour, I got a call from a publishing company in New Orleans. And she said to me, we've got 3 weeks. And I said to her, Suzanne, this book is finished. It's in the computer. The cover is done. We got to do this. And I am very proud to say that Thanksgiving, I got delivery of the book.
How about that? Look at you. Very impressive. You know, when you get a life mission like that, you got to step up, right?
You've got to step up. You've got to do what you've got to do.
Now, did you stay friends with the McMahons back in the day?
Oh, we're very close. We're very close. Jim is family. Nancy's former wife is family. Jim is now a grandfather.
But when Jim was Steve's client, Jim must have been the son we love, but he troubles us.
Oh, he troubled us. We, you know, it's very difficult being an agent.
Sure.
Because not only do you have the role of an agent, but you also become the babysitter.
No question. That's the exact right word for it. Babysitter, advisor, agent, dad, brother.
Exactly.
All of those things, Dave.
But becoming an agent was a pretty dramatic change in his career, was it not?
Well, it was a big change in his career. Steve was having back surgery. He was in the hospital at Press St. Luke's, and this is 1984. And the next day, Jim McMahon walks in. We had met Jim through a friend, and Jim walks in with an autographed football. And he said to Steve, who's laying there on drugs, the whole 10 yards, he says to Steve, I need an attorney. He never used the word agent. He said, I need an attorney. Steve looked at Jim and said, I don't do that. Jim says, I trust you.
And why? Why? I mean, what led him to Steve?
What led him to Steve was a friend of his who was his former football agent. And
knew Steve or knew him through people?
The agent knew Steve.
Okay.
And he brought Jim to the house in 1982.
Oh, okay, so Jim was just closing the deal.
Jim was closing the deal.
Jim was just walking in going, hey, man, I know you're in a hospital bed, but I need an agent.
That's exactly right.
You know, I always felt from afar that McMahon was more show business and behind, and I've gotten to know him a little bit through the years.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes was a pretty good guy. Would you describe him as a pretty good guy?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Teddy bear.
Yes. He's got a big heart. And if you're a friend, he will be a superb friend.
But he loved that. I mean, look, all the Bears. Hamp was a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
All those Bears were the biggest rock stars on the planet.
Well, rightfully so. They were the Super Bowl champions.
What else do you cover in Playing Games is Serious Business?
So Steve talks about negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about, well, Jim's first contract. He had to negotiate with Jerry Vannese.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say, how, you know, he didn't know how to do this, but he had great experience being a prosecutor, being a trial lawyer. He was a criminal defense lawyer all those years.
Well, that's negotiation.
And that is negotiation. And when he went into the Bears office to meet with Vannese for the first time, Jerry Vannese writes it in the book, that he was very impressed, that Steve was very well-read and he knew his business.
You know, what's funny about agents is it's not changed back then to today, is everyone in management in show business, and sports is show business, they'll look at talent, whether they be athletes or broadcasters or movie stars or TV stars, and they go, you don't need an agent. He's talked to me. He's the agent. Agents just getting away. You don't need any. Here's the thing. The general manager, the owner, whomever you talk to, their job is negotiating every day. Your job is playing the game. You're not on even playing fields. This is the agent is a person who has to go in who has the negotiating skill to get it done. It's nothing personal. It's just business.
It is business. And Steve would never allow any of his players to sit in on any negotiation for fear they would speak out the wrong way.
Yeah, stay out of the room.
Stay out of the room. The only one that wanted to come in the room was Deion Sanders.
Oh, of course.
And what happened with that? And what happened with that negotiation? Deion did not like what he was hearing, and he jumped up and ran out of the room.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you do not bring a player in the room with you. This is for professionals, not for players.
For sure.
Was the, I'm not sure what the term would be, the love, hate. Hate might be too strong a word. The relationship between McMahon and Ditka overplayed a bit?
It was very overplayed. I believe then, and I believe now, that Ditka loved Jim.
Well, I think Mike has said that, hasn't he, Dave?
I think he has.
Yeah.
I think he drove him crazy sometimes.
Well, I think he saw a little bit of himself in Jim.
Yeah.
You know. Jim would stay when Jim was hurt and he was pulled out of games.
Sure.
Jim would stand beside Ditka and scream, "Put me in there, put me in there." I mean, he drove Ditka nuts, and rightfully so. You know, Ditka responded.
That was the Thursday night game in Minnesota where he put him in the game to shut him up, basically.
Was that the three-touchdown game?
That was the three-touchdown
game. But wasn't that the audible game, too, where he lost his mind?
No, that was Harbaugh.
That was Harbaugh.
That was Harbaugh.
Okay. By the way, very handsome picture of your husband on Playing Games is Serious Business, out and available everywhere. Get to at least two copies because you're careless. You'll lose your, you know, you'll lose one. You get McMahon locked in. Is that when the phone started ringing and other guys wanted to be a part of it?
After the 85 Super Bowl you're talking about? The phones did not stop ringing.
Right.
I mean, we had six lines, and they were lit up constantly. Jim was in great demand. And we had, I traveled with Jim and Nancy and Steve and I, and we traveled. We met so many people. We did so many gigs. But there were a lot of good stories. I mean, we had fun.
And the tough thing is when you become a hot agent and you have other clients, they have demands as well. But when you've got the hottest of hot properties, it's important for you to get on the road with them. It's important for you to go to the Tonight Show, to sit in the green room, to help them get through whatever the day is, to make sure they're best representing their brand. So I imagine he was pulled in a lot, your husband, Steve, was pulled in a lot of different directions.
He was. But, you know, Jim is only one person. And mm-hmm. I was doing marketing for Steve at the time.
Sure.
And Jim was only one person. So whatever, you know, Jim could not handle or did not want to do, I would hand it off to, you know, his other clients, people like Dave Duerson or Otis Wilson or McKinnon.
I was going to ask you, who are some of the other favorite guys that you guys worked with?
Well, I had a favorite.
Who was yours?
And my favorite was David Duerson.
Yeah, sure.
This was a class act guy.
And a brilliant guy.
And a brilliant guy, graduate of Notre Dame Financial.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a wonderful guy. In fact, Steve talked to him just 3 weeks before, you know.
Before he took his life.
Before he took his life. So, yeah, I think Dave will always be a part of me.
Is it tough being the wife of a super agent when he's got to, you know, you're part of the business, and he tells you what's going on? Did you ever have an inclination to pick up the phone and go, Dion, lighten up and let Steve do the job?
No, the only one that I could talk to like that was Jim.
Oh, is that right?
So
you could go, I'm your big sister, I'm your mom, I'm your aunt, whatever.
One night we were out to dinner, and we were at a party at Studio 54 in New York. It was right after the Super Bowl. And Steve Rebell, the owner of Studio 54.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
He took us to Luger's Steakhouse in Brooklyn.
Right.
So he comes to the table. And he said, I'd like you to meet my friend Calvin. So after dinner, let's go over. And Jim goes, no, I'm tired. I want to go back to the hotel. Well, when he said my friend over Central Park, I figured out who Calvin was. Calvin Klein.
Oh, wow.
I gave Jim. Jim was sitting across from me. I gave him such a kick in the shins. And he sat up straight. I mean, I could deal with Jim.
Sure.
And he sat up straight.
And he knew you meant business.
And he said, okay, we'll go for a little while.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, why would you turn down Calvin Klein, please?
We got a lot of good deals. I knew what I was doing.
Sure.
We got a tuxedo.
Come on. Of course. Football, baseball, basketball, life, negotiations, business advice, it's all in. Playing games is serious business. You've done your husband proud.
I hope so.
There's also some cool pictures, right?
Yes.
In the book, yeah.
Yes, very good pictures.
So get it. It's out and available. Amazon, well, wherever books are sold. Playing games is serious business. Nice to see you. Thanks for being
here. Nice to see you, and thank you for having me.
Of course.